born to get richer. The last 30 years have been spectacular for the wealthy, but only decent for everybody else. Magical money that flows upstream in what we thought was a trickle-down world. On this Thursday, October 27th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
The wealth gap and its discontents, a discussion this morning of how we got here, and a look into the scary balance sheets of today's heavily indebted college students. Also, the deceptive comfort of 300 million people in a 7 billion person world. But you're still talking about those scary student loans.
This is Vicki from Stillwater, Oklahoma. It took me 19 and a half years to pay off what at the time was crippling student loan debt. I have a daughter who's in school again, and she is faced with this, but unfortunately some of her loans are private. We need to do more for everybody.
Give us your student loan stories and how you're handling your loans, if you have them, at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But we're going to go right to the headlines this morning. World markets are rallying big this morning. That comes on the news that European leaders agreed on a plan to rescue Greece and create a so-called wall of cash to prevent the European debt crisis from spreading. The agreement calls for banks to take a 50% loss on the face value of their Greek debt and a $140 billion bailout for Greece. It also creates a $1.4 trillion European rescue fund to protect larger economies like Italy and Spain from market turmoil. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe has made a strong decision.
We have recognized the origins of the crisis and brought the problems a step closer to a solution.
Futures on Wall Street are high right now. It could be a big day for traders.
So more about public institutions and tuition for colleges at private universities, also public universities. Yesterday, we told you public universities had an 8% jump in tuition this year. This morning, the College Board says there are now 123 universities that cost more than $50,000 a year. These are private institutions. That's just for tuition, room, and board. The most expensive university, Sarah Lawrence College in New York, $60,000 a year nearly is the tuition, room, and board. But some of our listeners are struggling with those debts, and they're much higher than $60,000.
This is Scott from Ferndale, Michigan. My wife and I, between the two of us, owe over $300,000 in student loans between our med school and law school debt, and it doesn't seem to be any help for us. We are suffocating under over $3,000 a month payments just to our student loans and paid over $12,000 in interest last year alone.
What is your share of the estimated $1 trillion of indebtedness because of student loans? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll hear your voices all morning long. We're going to talk to a Takeaway listener who's facing $14,000 in student loans.
On Capitol Hill, the so-called super committee is running into familiar gridlock. Democrats on the deficit reduction panel proposed up to $3 trillion in savings with a mix of spending cuts and some higher tax revenues. But Republicans on the panel say they will not accept any package that includes tax increases. The Commerce Department releases its first estimate for third quarter economic growth today. It's expected to forecast an annual growth of 2.4% for the last quarter.
And if that number is higher than expected, it'll be an even bigger opening on Wall Street. The death toll in Turkey's earthquake this week now tops 500. Rain and snow making life more difficult this morning for rescue workers and the thousands of people made homeless from Sunday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. In Thailand, the story is floods, thousands of people leaving the capital of Bangkok because of rising floodwaters. The Thai government has warned that large parts of Bangkok could soon be inundated. Asian and European markets are up, as we mentioned, on the Eurozone deal. Dow futures up nearly 200 points. The Dow starts at 11,869. The S&P opens at 1,242. And the NASDAQ at 2,650. Coming up this morning, we're going to continue that discussion about student debt. $1 trillion in indebtedness for all people holding student loan debt in the United States. What's your share of it? We're hearing from lots of listeners. We're going to hear from some more. The stories are very, very important. We're also going to talk about this 30-year story of how the rich got so much richer and the rest of us just did okay, the wealth gap. How did we get here in just a few minutes?
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.